You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders has 19th century insults that you can add to your vocabulary, leaving some frothy Gasconator at a loss.
Many pundits decry the lack of polite discourse these days. Television news programs feature angry people yelling at each other, apparently under the delusion that volume trumps rationality. These days, perhaps it does. There does seem to be a growing lack of civility in political debate. Rather than wringing my hands in dismay at the talking heads and columnists who resort to such name-calling, I modestly offer some new phrases to, if not elevate, at least expand the range of epithets available for use. To do so, I reacquainted myself with an East Texas newspaper editor who plied his trade in the 1840s. The Reverend James Russell was the last editor of the Redlander in St. Augustine, when that small town was considered the gateway to Texas. St. Augustine was a lively place with the first square laid out in the traditional American style, with the courthouse in the center, rather than in the traditional Mexican plaza layout. Russell, the editor, by 1847 was an elderly Presbyterian minister who headed one of St. Augustine's two so-called universities, which were really modest schoolhouses. He was a graduate of the University of Edinburgh, rather grumpy, but he knew how to turn phrases that would curdle milk. No doubt it helped sell newspapers as well. Russell had been running his newspaper for about a year when a young whippersnapper started a competing weekly, The Shield. Henry Kendall had a bad habit of stealing Russell's hired help. He owned the paper. His editor moonlighted as president of the other university in town, started by the Methodists. St. Augustine could support neither two newspapers nor two universities. Russell began hurling insults at Kendall with maniacal intensity. Because of his tireless efforts, I can offer some fresh phrases to replace the tired and trite insults now in common use, such as liberal, right-wing, secularist, and religious right. Here are some phrases for those interested in expanding their vituperative vocabulary from the Redlander in 1847. Frothy Gasconator. This comes from the region of Gascony in southwest France and came to mean someone who is boastful or filled with bravado. It would be an effective phrase to use anytime one wishes to insult the French. Vulgar Billingsgate article. Billingsgate, which means foul, abusive language, takes its origin from a former fish market in London. A bolstered-up tissue of puerile imbecility. Here's an elegant way to insult a newspaper if one feels thus compelled. It's far more elegant than the fellow who once sent me a letter addressed to Mr. No Guts Scuzzbucket. Corrupt, avaricious priesthood clique. This phrase can come in handy during sectarian debates. Pestilential fogs of humbug and imposture. One can picture this being uttered in a floor debate in the U.S. Senate concerning warrantless wiretaps. This braggadocia and lump of selfishness. Sounds perfect to describe one's opponent in a tight primary race. These phrases all come from the next-to-last issue of the Redlander, in which Russell devoted nearly half his space to venting his spleen toward his competitor. Alas, he went too far. He suggested Kendall's mother was a woman of easy virtue and that his father was a liar and murderer. Those would be fighting words even now. In 1847, it was the death sentence. Henry Kendall shot the Reverend James Russell dead as he walked out of his office, 10 days after the insults appeared in print. It was the first editorial killing in Texas, though not the last. I am hopeful this is a practice no longer in vogue. The moral of this story is, don't ever talk about someone's mama. And remember, words do have consequences, even today.